ABC Radio Australia.
Social worker, activist, young mother, educator, and now parliamentarian. 29-year-old Theonila Roka Mutbob is only the second woman in Bougainville to win an open seat after beating 15 other men, including the sitting MP for Lauro constituency. Her central Bougainville constituency is home to the Panguna mine, the billion-dollar copper and gold mine that was at the epicentre of a decade-long civil war, but is also viewed by many as key to funding the region's independence move. Ms. Mutbob says her new role is a natural progression of her service to the community, and her win has been widely praised on social media. This is former Deputy Speaker of Bougainville's Parliament, Francesca Somoso, describing Ms. Mutbob's victory.
To me, it's like, wow, Bougainville, we're doing it right. The minds of the voters are changing. They are now seeing the importance of having a woman, a female, in that decision-making body.
Theonila Mutbob says she won because she had the backing of chiefs and the community leaders. She told Belinda Cora of ABC's One Talk program her priority is to pursue independence for Bougainville and to delivering health and education to her people of Lauro. But one of the challenges she'll face is whether to support the reopening of the troubled Panguna mine, which has been closed for decades but is believed to hold billions of dollars in copper and gold.
They are nation-building pillars, which are very spiritual indeed, and that's the protection of land, people, environment, and culture. And as the new MP, I will go by the spiritual principles and the process and the nation-building pillars, because for me as a Melanesian and for me as a spiritual being, I cannot risk the lives of the future generation for the economic benefit only. But so long as the people are empowered and that they feel that they are ready for the issue of mine, then the people will make their choice head, and then I can talk on behalf of what the people will say. And on the physical front, I can say that I am still against it because there are so many legacy issues, so many human rights issues that are yet to be sorted out.
While Bougainville is a matrilineal society, researchers say political decision-making is kept in the hands of men who make up the majority of parliament. Dr. Karen Baker is a research fellow at the Australian National University specialising in Pacific politics. She says Theonila Mutbob's entry is a breakthrough for Bougainville politics and comes at a crucial time when the region is navigating its way towards independence.
I think it's not necessarily surprising that this area has elected a woman MP across Bougainville, but especially in Panguna. I think there's this long history of really strong women's community leadership. So I think maybe some people out there will be surprised by this win, but perhaps it shouldn't be so surprising. Breakthroughs like this are really necessary, but there's also a lot of kind of other women who haven't made it through but ran really competitive campaigns. Just kind of beyond who wins and who loses, there are really encouraging signs there that, you know, the space that's available for women in politics is getting bigger.